You're a popular guy here tonight.
Yeah, I guess.
You're probably accustomed to this. People know your work. They know who you are. When you go to an event such as this, are you accustomed to this?
It always surprises me that I'm known before I walk in the door. Yeah.
Well, why does it surprise you?
Well, because I make work. I live in a smaller environment in my studio and stuff. Make work. It goes out into the world. I don't know who sees it, who doesn't see it. You know. So it always surprises me that people in towns such as Monmouth or people in Beijing or, you know, actually look at the work. Yeah.
You spoke earlier, you talked about Americans, trying to get Americans to talk in a way that different from the way the conversations are going on now. How are people talking to each other now that I guess you don't like?
Well, I think people are talking in ways that are, they're coming out of, I feel anyway, that the way we're relating to each other is coming out of anger, fear, frustration, but we're not addressing the emotions that are going with it. Instead, they're being couched in polemics, dogma, rhetoric. You know, to me, there's no truth in it. They're just, you know, they're just that. And so I was feeling that if you get artists to talk about things that are meaningful to them about America, and you invite an audience to come in who shares the same space, they share America and have feelings and thoughts and memories and stuff. Because art is a nonverbal communication, it triggers other parts of our memory and our experience and our emotions, and I think in a way reveals how we're more connected to each other than we are separated from each other. So,
are you also trying to, with a exhibit like this, trying to celebrate, I don't know, the beauty in the everyday?
I simply ask artists to create works. What they celebrate is their choice. I don't try to predetermine it at all. So in this case, there seems like there's a lot of intimacy in the imagery that they've chosen. Same places that are very meaningful to them and that are very local. Or people that are meaningful to them, families or friends or communities that are meaningful to them, very local again. So,
as you looked at the pieces submitted for the show, what did it tell you about America?
Well, it told me about an aspect of America which comes from more or less from this region. And is connected to, I saw a variety of things. I saw some sad towns that had been hit hard by the economic, catastrophe of the last years. So, you know, something that historically that town would have been painted in a way that might have shown a better time now shows some boarded up windows or some empty streets. I've saw that. I saw beautiful renderings of pastoral landscapes. They give you a sense of what it feels like to live here in this part of the country. I saw images of people that have a kind of diversity in terms of ethnicity, in terms of backgrounds and stuff that were being shown in a loving context. I saw things where people were seemed to be artists were sort of trying to, were struggling with trying to put the pieces back together again. So there was a lot of fragmentation in the work, and at the same time there was a kind of almost a heroic gluing of it, making it stick together kind of feel to it. I saw some humor, a lot of humor actually. Yeah.
A lot of different things.
Very much so, yeah. There's, what, 70 artists, 78 artists in the show, so there's a lot of diversity to it. But the show is organized into three themes, so that you know, that makes it a little bit tighter in terms of, you know, you can look at one wall of America's place, and you can see the variety of the ways that artists feel about that sense of place, what makes them feel connected to nature, or makes them feel connected to home, or makes them feel connected to their town or something like that, or America as people, and what connects them again, family, friends, you know, groups, etc. So there are ways, easier ways of, you know, breaking this initial sort of cacophony of visual stimulation into smaller, more bite-sized pieces.
Did you see things you were not expecting?
No, I saw things that I was happy to see.
Such as?
Well, a lot of sincerity, a lot of humor, a lot of smart invention, a lot of high quality craftsmanship. The language, the visual language is diverse, and that seems very healthy to me.
What sort of conversations do you envision these pieces starting?
Well, it's about sharing. So I think it's, people will see, you know, either things that they identify with or things that trigger memories for them of other places, other people, other events that give them feelings, good feelings, hard feelings, whatever, but they won't feel alone in their when those feelings are triggered, because they're triggered by somebody who has those feelings as well and was sharing them. So.
Did it trigger memories for you?
Every time I look at art, it triggers memories, yeah. I mean, that's the nature of being an artist, is that you kind of live in that realm, so.
You're from Long Island. Have you always lived on the island?
Not always. I was born in New York City. I grew up until I was 18 on Long Island. But I've lived in Phoenix. I've lived in California. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in Nova Scotia. So I've lived around a lot of places.
All right. So maybe you see some things in here that might be familiar to you in some sort of way.
Well, I think all of it is familiar. Yeah, unless I'm misunderstanding what you're asking about that.
I was just trying to, you mentioned a lot of this is from the Midwest, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, pictures of farmhouses or silos or you know, rolling landscapes, farm landscapes, things like that, which are, I just drove through that country from Chicago to here today, so of course that seemed very fresh in my memory of that. But yeah, I mean, there's a painting of a young girl who's just opened the front door of her house, and this sort of magical cloud has come into the room. And she's just staring at it. And the title of the painting is Another Set of Worries. And it's a fantastic moment, because it's a young girl coming of age, you know, stepping out the door into the larger world, etc., with this kind of spectacle that is both ominous and magical and fabulous and you know, that the artist captured such a precise moment is beautiful.
When you serve as a juror for a show such as this, what do you get out of it? Do you learn something when you judge other people's work?
Yeah, it's not something I do all the time, so it's, you know, this is pretty fresh to me. But I definitely learned something. In order to be a juror, I bring what I know, what I believe in terms of standards are, things like that, to apply to the work in general. But then what happens is you see stuff that, you know, you think, wow, I never thought of that, or hadn't seen it that way, or, you know, because the artists are showing you new things. So.
Things that you might incorporate into your work?
No, not so much that, just other ways of seeing things. You know, I think one of the things you want from art is you want to see something that moves you because you feel you understand the experience of it and you connect to it that way. But then when you walk out the door, you want to see the world through that experience. You know, the great artists have changed the way you actually see the world. Whether it's, you know, Grant Wood or Edward Hopper or Michelangelo or, you know, you name it. It's like when you walk out the door, you start to see the world differently. And that's the best experience you can have from art.
Was it challenging to maintain that perspective when you're looking at so many different pieces of work, knowing you're deciding whether they go into this exhibit or not?
It was exhausting, first of all. It's an awful lot of work to look at. So I had to go through it many times and return to it many times. Yeah. Were you asking a different question than that?
I don't think so. You know, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many pieces were submitted overall. Yes. But, I mean, you're making this decision on whether they go into the exhibit. Mm-hmm. And... do you just get bleary-eyed after a while? I mean, how challenging is it to look at all these different pieces and know people are really depending on your thoughts? You know, whether it's in here or not is up to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, you look at a lot of work, you get tired. You know, you can only do so much, so you do it over a period of time. So you try to stay fresh. You try to be conscious of how you're affecting somebody's life or not, and of course, you just take it seriously anyway.
So what's next for you?
I just go back home, back into my studio, back into my world.
And what will you be working on in that world?
I'm just submitted a manuscript to the publisher for a memoir that I wrote, and which hopefully will come out in 2013. And I'm starting back into painting and stuff like that.
Anything in particular you're working on with your painting?
Too early to say. No.
How about the America project? How's that coming along for you?
The America Project, we've sort of gone into a hiatus with it. And we reached a point of frustration on some levels with fundraising for the big vision of the project, which is to say the money it takes to get the trucks and, you know, to develop that big a tour. And at the same time, we've been doing some smaller programming and stuff to keep it vital, keep it, current. And this event here in Monmouth is one of those.
I was just going to ask you, does this help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And all the artists in the show are going to be on the America Now and Here website and as part of the national project that we're doing. So
anything else you'd like people to know?
I'd like them not to know, but I'd like them to come down and see the show and enjoy it and you know, really sort of immerse themselves in it, because it's a fabulous outpouring of artists who are trying to reach out to them.
And hopefully start some conversations, civil conversations.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.